You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
All right, welcome. It's like we're a high school pageant.
Back for another week of greatness.
Yeah, man. If you ain't know, my name is EA. I'm a 919 representer. Carolina.
Yeah, and then you know it's your boy, Truck Too Nice, 803 representer, South Cat.
Yeah, man, you already know the vibes.
You know the vibes, Carolina Kings.
Carolina Kings in this motherfucker.
As always.
What's up, man? Busy week, bro. Crazy week.
It's definitely been a busy week. But as always, bro, I'm happy with podcast night.
Yeah, you know how you get.
Hey, man, this is a form of therapy for me, bro. Come on here and just get to do what I like to do, talk.
Run your mouth. That's what you like. That's what's up, bro. Glad we got something to get all that stress up off, you know what I'm saying? So you don't have a bad day, you know?
Boy, I got death in a cup over here, boy. What the fuck I was thinking about? Death mixed with damn.
That's a possible combination,
though. Yeah, with some lemonade.
A little bit of lemonade.
Exactly. But it's unfortunate this week. We do have a death to talk about within the black community.
Sick and shut in.
Yeah, bro. I was hoping we weren't going to have one this week again, but Elgin Baylor passed away at 86. You know,
yeah,
I'm a
like
fan.
Like a great guy.
Yeah, right, dog. You already know I'm a fan. I'm a big Laker fan.
Since you're a fan, break it down, man. Run it down.
As far as breaking it down, I didn't really read too much into like his death or anything, but as far as him as a Laker,
right?
You already know he got busy with I guess if you want me to, I could go over his stat line. The nigga was raw, bro. I mean, he got a career average 27 points. I don't know how you do that. 11 All-Stars. I mean, 10 NBA. Got a league MVP. He won Rookie of the Year. I mean, bro, I don't even know where you want me to start. The man was raw, bro. I have, like, no words for it.
Nah, that's all I was asking for, man. Just a little bit of info in case people ain't know about him. That's all.
And he was doing this back, I mean, starting out in the late 50s all the way to the early 70s. I mean, that's back when, you know, all the segregation and people looking down on black athletes and all that. But he came in the game and took it over.
Push up.
He actually also, like, a pioneer with it too, so I mean, big ups to his career and the things he did for the black community as far as in sports, and we're gonna be celebrated.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely so. I mean, can't say nothing but great things about Elgin Baylor. He set the bar high, so you know.
Yeah, we could really use him right now.
I bet y'all could. Y'all taking everybody.
LeBron and AD right now, bro. We could definitely use him right now, though.
I'm going to tell you right now, Shaq ain't coming back to that, though. Okay?
Oh, my God,
But, nah, condolences to him and his family. Thoughts
of yeah.
Him. And I say to him today, sir.
But, yeah.
Nobody got time to talk about y'all whack-ass Lakers. Come on. Move it along. Come on.
Man, don't do that, bro. That's what you're
Don't, man.
Since you want to sit here and do and talk about something that upsets me, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about something that's going to upset you.
By all means.
So, remember a few podcasts ago, we talked about NCAA football coming back. wish they got an actual July 2023 is when it will be coming back. So we got a couple years before we actually see some action, a college football game. But unfortunately for Enrique, Notre Dame opted out of giving it a likeness or school logos or anything to EA Sports. So I'm not a reporter and I'm not reporting. I'm just glad to get that off my chest since you want to say about my Lakers like that. So no Notre Dame on the new NCAA football.
All right, well, let me take your joy and snatch that and crumple that shit up. Since you shared that information with me a few weeks ago, you know, I made a decision. I had a heart-to-heart and talk with Jesus, and, you know, I'm no longer a fan, you know? I ain't got no team in college football. I'm just going to watch, you know?
For real? So, you you denouncing your Notre Dame fanship?
I mean, that shit definitely up on the mantle right now. I'm just, like, putting it away. It's somewhere else, bro. It ain't in the forefront of my mind.
Hey, real talk, though, that shit is kind of fucked up, because, like, those players, they trying to pass the bill now to get them players the way they can. Hopefully that bill will probably be getting ready to get passed around the time the NCAA get ready to come out in a couple of years. And those players will be able to get paid.
That's all about.
But now you don't want to share the stuff with them so they won't get paid. I mean, that's, to me, that seems kind of fucked up. But
I mean, kind of. It is. So, yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm good. I'm just going to watch football. I know I won't be a lame cop fan. I know that. Yeah. So, keep that moving too.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dog.
Man, I ain't never gonna forget how you was a Gamecock fan for like 4 or 5 years. Bro.
Oh, yeah,
you were no more.
It was cutting the checks, baby. all that apparel, all that stuff, y'all can give me all that plus the check. As soon as y'all stop cutting the checks, fuck y'all.
Fuck them. Over there still is stadium flags. I'm coming to the crib.
Oh, my God.
He got a stadium flag on the wall for the Gamecocks. I'm like, get this shit out of here.
It's still up there, too. And it's going to stay. Hey, apparently they didn't need it anymore. It blew off the flagpole and they didn't pick it up like they wanted it to put it back up. So.
You know why, Chuck? Because it was trash, just like their fucking team. And they scooped. It was trash. That's why they picked it up.
Damn.
That should have been a sign to you then.
I picked it up. I got it.
They about to let this shit tumbleweed into the wings. But no.
It was funny because the people asked, hey, where's the quad 3 of the quad? I'm like, the shit right there got a sign say right there. I was like, we don't see the sign. I was like, oh shit. I got that shit in my car.
Right.
Hey, they'll be all right. Fuck them. They'll be all right, yo.
At least you didn't tell yourself. You still act like it was supposed to be there.
Yeah, they'll be all right. Shit, they got enough money to get more. Fuck them.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'm like talking about that school. Talking about your business. What, you got some more for us, bro? I'll take the reins real quick.
I got some other news, but I ain't want to talk about that right now unless you want to. Shut up, man. Hey, we didn't really got it. I got two little shout outs to do.
All right.
We ain't got to get too much into it, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of Ooze turned 30 years old today. That's definitely a shout out. Secret of the Ooze, that was my shit. Well, I remember going.
But who are you specifically shouting out about the movie?
The whole fucking movie, that ninja rap, boy. I used to know the whole dance.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was in that motherfucker in the den. Hitting ninja, rap. I was killing that shit.
Go, and then they try to act like they was being all, it was ninjas and being all quiet and secretive, and they got back to the lair, and Master Splinter was like, so you was like ninjas, huh? Nobody saw you. Shit on the front page of the newspaper.
Shit led to the, one of my favorite early viral clips where they had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Ninja Turtles. Yeah, that shit was funny. You go check that. That shit, it's still on YouTube.
That's a classic in itself, too.
That shit is, bro. They took all the Ninja Turtle movies and put the clips and put it together and made their own movie. That shit funny, bro.
Yeah, Yeah, Michelangelo in the corner doing damn backflips. That nigga just start jumping and clapping.
That nigga said, you see the bitch in the booty shorts twerking it for a real nigga. Nigga ain't no but cheese on the board. And Michelangelo said, hold on, is all cheese bad? He ate the pizza. That nigga slim like I said, nigga, no. Nigga, nigga, no. All right, one last thing. Shout out to the Damon Wayans, Major Payne turned 26 years old today. That was a good ass movie too. Remember that shit? I saw them dates on it. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Nigga, we getting old.
Yeah, you old as shit. I'm not. About
it. What? Okay, yeah. Whatever you say, twin.
What the fuck is that? Yeah, whatever. Nah, but my favorite scene from Major Payne was when Tiger, Orlando, before he went nuts, he was playing Tiger, and he was like, I can't sleep in there, there's monsters and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Major Payne went in there, grabbed that Glock.
That was, so he got off in that bit. Boom, 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 boom.
Lit that closet up. If they in there, you ain't happy. Yeah,
bro. We was at work talking, man. Well, me and Aaron, everybody else white. Me and Aaron was at work talking about that shit the other day, bro. God damn, that shit, that movie was funny, bro.
Hilarious.
Man, what you got, bro?
Man, looky here. Well, I mean, the governor of Maryland finally signed over into law, I guess, a settlement that was owed to HBCUs like University of Maryland Eastern Shore, Morgan State, Boise State. Damn, I feel like I'm leaving one out. Oh, yeah, and Coppin State. Basically, it's a lawsuit about how black schools create these specialized programs so they can become more marketable to get more students to come in.
Yeah.
And as soon as they did that, it started getting more attendees. The white schools started looking at the program and started copying them shits. And the government said it was legal for them to do it. So they filed a lawsuit. You know, 15 years later, they finally get awarded. They signed in the law today that they're going to get like $577 million distributed between the four schools.
Yeah.
I think for like the next 10 years or something like that.
You said, how much money?
$577 million, baby.
God damn, half a billion, Bob?
Well, yeah, I mean, what they really, in the report when it was like getting all the research for it, they really said the schools owe $2 billion. But you know they won't give them that shit.
Hell no. It's all good. We'll take that.
Yeah. The damages would have been racked up about $2 million, but they're getting that $577 million. They couldn't be more overjoyed. I ain't seen so many teeth in the press conference, boy.
Bro, you know how many
I ain't seen a white man that nervous in a long time.
Yeah, bro. That paperwork, they got them paperwork speak volume, boy, when you get the paperwork for shit. I'm telling you, when you got that paperwork, ain't nobody fuck with you, because in the courtroom is all about what you can prove, baby. It don't matter if it's right or wrong, it's about what you can prove.
Yeah, you know that's always the fact. You know, I'm happy that they're able to get some type of restitution.
I am too.
Bullshit.
That's what's up. The white man always. Well, no, they be stealing some shit. Take credit for it.
You right. Back your ass up in that cup, too. Shit.
Hey, bro.
Oh my god!
That bitch be calling me.
Well, you over there with the libation, ain't it?
What Pookie said, calling me.
He told just Ice swinging. Tea.
When he told Ice Tea, when Chris Brown told Ice Tea, be calling me the pipe.
Should be calling him. Yeah, this Ice Tea motherfucker. Get the blue right.
Oh my god! I said Ice Tea.
You said Ice Tea and Ice Cube. Man, you said you about to say Sweet Tea.
I see, bro. That mother said, be calling me. I said, damn. Chris Rock played the hell out of crackhead, though.
Wow. Yeah. I guess that's one of his many claims to fame, playing the hell out of a crackhead. You're right.
Exactly. What you got next, bro? Because,
I mean, after that great news, I mean, you really didn't have nothing at the top of the forefront like that as far as black people, our shit. But I mean, we could talk about, I guess, the fact that no less than a week after the shooting in Atlanta, white man, I mean, not a white man, but a Syrian man, you know, murdered 10 people in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Bruh, I don't know. They let the COVID numbers go down, and now here come these mass shootings all over again. God damn, bro. God, bro.
Did you realize we was already in a pandemic?
Stay safe, bro. Shit, we was. Because that whole time shit was shut down, wasn't letting you shut up. All of a sudden, here it goes. Shit, open back up. Motherfuckers back on that crazy shit. Shit, but I didn't know how much you wanted to go in on that mass shooting at that supermarket, but I just read today Atlanta police detained a dude in Publix with an AR. He walked in the store with an AR and went to the bathroom, and some people saw him, and they went and told the store manager. They called the cops, so the cops was waiting on him when he came back out the bathroom. So they detained him, went to his car. He got 5 more guns in there and body armor. So it almost was another one today.
Damn. That's crazy, man. Gotta be on alert.
God,
that's beyond crazy. I don't even want to trivialize it by saying that's crazy. That shit's sad.
Crazy. And you know what's crazy? We don't know it's even crazy. Like I hate to make everything, you know, white and black or whatever, but
I don't.
Of course, he gets taken away in handcuffs again, and they're going to do a mental eval on him. Like, but being a black man in America, bro, we don't never get that. We don't never make it that far, bro. We don't make it to no mental eval. I never. If they would have called the cops and said they saw a black dude going to the bathroom with the AR, he'd have been shot. That shit, it wouldn't even been no damn. We gonna do a mental eval on him.
Swiss cheese him. They shot him like he was that monster in the closet, and it was major pain.
Yep, exactly. You know how that shit go, bro.
It didn't need to be explained. What's already understood don't need to be explained, but
bro.
I'm glad that they was able to catch him before he got started, because it seemed like he had to go take a damn leak. And that's the only thing.
Yeah, I don't know why he went in the bathroom, man. I don't know if he went to go in there and damn, say his last word to his God. Well, I don't know what he went to go do. I don't know what he did, but good thing he did.
Pep talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, pep talk. Yeah, on some crazy shit, but it is what it is about that, bro. I'm just glad nobody was hurt in that incident.
Yeah, but 10 people that just be living their life as far as the Boulder, you know, Denver incident, and just be killed. You just at work.
Yeah.
If you working at the store, you just going to the store to make a little store run. Because you know, like me, I don't go out to the store like that. I don't go out in the streets like that. So I make a little quick run to the store, and I skid out on the back to the crib.
And that's
I also go at night, too.
Yeah.
So.
But, man, I saw one interview they did with one guy. Like, he was crying the whole time. And he was just like, I went in the supermarket just to go in there for 1 second to get a soda and some chips. And he said, I almost lost my life. He's like, that's crazy to think about. Like, you just going in the store to get soda. He's like, he never thought anything like happened like that in his town. Because I'd never even heard of this place. So, when I saw it, I was like, where? And he was just like, I never thought anything like this would happen here. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine that jump, though. You just going in there and get a soda and some chips real quick. And you almost lose your life. Right. And a big thanks to that supermarket, to like the employees there. Because, you know, the employees knew the way around the supermarket. So they was taking... the customers in there, when the shooting started, the customers that didn't know, because a lot of them was going and it was like dead ends where they was going, but they was moving them like calmly and not panicking and moving them and showing them the exits in the back to get them out and stuff. To get them out.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I mean, the only reason I was aware of Boulder is because that's the city that Colorado University's in. My brother had to go out there and play them, so.
Oh, okay.
I remember hearing about the city before, but I'm not familiar. Like, I'm not more than that. I don't know more than that. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, big ups to the people who actually knew the store, the lay of the store, was able to help prevent there being more tragic, unnecessary death. That's crazy. And you notice how all before they didn't have the details to share that the whole argument white people, as far as the media was going on, was we got to crack down on mental health. Got to crack down on mental health. It's not about gun control or gun violence, but you know, we got to make sure people are mentally stable and really put effort into that, which is cool and true, but it's amazing how y'all come up with that shit because you don't know who dude buddy is, if you quote unquote white or not. But as soon as y'all figured out what his name was and he was from Syria, all of a sudden all the talks is on switch to being about terrorists. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrorism. White folks ain't slick, man. They think everybody's stupid, but them. Fuck out of here.
At the end of the day, I mean, was he a U.S. citizen? So if it don't matter where you're from, if he's a U.S. citizen, he's still American. So therefore, get him some mental health too. Don't try to change it up and say it's a terrorist attack just because you see where he's from.
Right.
Him not being American.
It took him less than a day to switch to terrorist talk when it had a whole insurrection, and it took him almost a week to call him terrorist.
Yeah, that's crazy how they switch it, because you already know when it's a black dude and it's some crazy stuff. I mean, you know, we don't usually do no shit like this, but when it's the black dude and some crazy shit is always thug, and 20 years ago he went to jail. It's like 20 years ago,
the fuck? Oh yeah.
But whenever that white boy do some crazy shit, we got to do a mental eval, and he could be mentally unstable or not. No, how about he's just a bad fucking person that went and shot a whole bunch of people, lock his That's ass up and judgment. Give Yeah, lock his ass up and give him the damn definitely like everybody else.
Give him the needle.
They done ran out of that shit, so both of us getting electrocuted in the firing squad now. Shit crazy.
Yo, but that's a good-ass transition because I forgot I even heard about this. I know that Virginia today just signed a law. They're going to be the first state that's not going to have the death penalty no more.
Oh, no more death penalty?
Nah. They get rid of the death penalty. After being the state leading with the highest death penalty, you know, killers. Yeah. They not doing it no more because they had too many situations, a lot of recent situations where they put people to death and came to find out after the fact that they really didn't do the shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, that's a win. At least get rid of the death penalty. It's a step in the right direction of some type of criminal justice reform.
Yeah. Bro, are you for real? They've been killing people and then they find out that's fucked up.
Bro, they arrest you and you ain't do the shit, and they'll put you in prison and you do the shit. You damn sure another gonna kill your ass.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But like a lot of people don't understand how the prison system works. Like when a person gets sentenced to death, it's not like it's gonna be the next week. This shit could be 10 years from now.
Right.
So in that time period, they said they'll let this man sit in there for all this time.
Yeah.
Never mind, bro.
You think they gonna look like they made a mistake and they wrong?
Yeah, you right. Damn.
You mean we gotta go back and have a whole new investigation? Nah, that nigga did it. Go on ahead and just put him in the chair. Go on ahead.
And that's my thing. You might as well go ahead and spend that money and reopen the case. You already done spent all this money. It's 10-year gap in between when he got sentenced to death and when the death penalty was really, I mean, you know how much tax money that is? To feed somebody three times a day, how's it all that stuff for that long?
You know how much free labor that is, though?
I mean, that too. And yeah, you're right. They did get a lot of free labor.
How the population size of prisons go into the count in the census for different small towns to get more federal dollars.
Yeah.
But they still don't want them to vote, though. Fuck that, dude. Come on, bro. You know what, man. This ain't your first day in America.
Nah, you're right.
No. I am shocked at a nigga named Paul that you are. That you were surprised.
I don't know, bro. America tends to surprise me every day.
I know. I said,
okay. Oh, man. Crazy shit. Come on, bro.
Get the transition game up. Yeah. This is how I did that? Seamless. Get your shit up, bro. What you got?
Bro, I want to talk about it. This shit was all right. I'm sorry. I gave you a point.
Yeah.
I give you a props. But no, I want to talk about something positive, man.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm not going to go too much into it, but I do want to get to something positive. Kim Janey is the first black and the first female mayor of Boston.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely like to shout that out, sister girl. Like to shout that out, man, because that is a big achievement, dog. Because I see, I ain't gonna lie, bro, I seen that headline, I was like, Boston? What? Hey, man. Right. I mean, even though there's so much crazy shit going on in America, I mean, it's still black people out there making history, dog. And I'm loving it.
Yeah. It's just crazy. In 2021, we still hearing first black this or first African American this.
Yeah. But like you just told me, I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. Tragic. I hope the first thing she do is outlaw that disgusting ass accent they got. Shit. That accent's so trash.
Bro, you can't just get rid of a fucking accent, bro.
Pop the car. What?
How you gonna make them? How they gonna get rid of the whole accent, bro? What are you gonna do? Get ass all speech class?
Put them in speech class, assign a speech pathologist to every class.
Mandatory.
Man, get them.
Mandatory.
Get them.
Class for all adults.
Give them all elocution lessons. That's, I don't care. Call Mary Poppins. I don't give a fuck. Get rid of that accent.
It's not the adults. It's the kids. You got to go start younger, man, because that's how they pick up that accent. So you got to start with them.
Like I said, man. That was the worst part of that movie, Ted. And I love Ted. That fucking accent, man. You want to turn that shit off every five
seconds. That accent is terrible, dog.
Oh yeah, harder. Shut up.
Hey man, some motherfuckers out there that like that shit.
Yeah, well, speaking of towns in the U.S. of A., it's the town of Evanston, Illinois, that to be the first city in the country to give black people reparations.
What?
Yeah, town decided today that they're going to be the first city in America to actually acknowledge and give reparations to their black, you know, I guess, citizens. Yeah,
hold on, they've been talking about this for a while, though, right?
Yeah, but it's some bullshit.
I was just about to say it's some bullshit, ain't it?
I think the maximum a citizen can get, or a black person to be able to get as a citizen or whatever, resident, like $25,000, something like that.
Hold up. 25,000, bro?
Yeah, it's like it's not a lot. I don't know what you thought I was about to say. Like, I thought it was going to be like, it was going to break up.
I mean, I know
cheese, some cheddar.
I know it wasn't going to be no milli or no shit like that, because it was something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think we talked about this on the podcast before. They're not going to be able to do it. Or we might have just had a conversation about it. You wouldn't be able to just hand out a million. You could do it like over a certain period of time. I mean, I'd be fine with that. You know what I'm saying? As long as I get what I'm owed. But $25,000? Man, that's fucked up.
I mean, if you want me to break it down, it's going to be $10 million distributed over 10 years. With distribution of $400,000 to eligible black households. Each qualifying household will receive $25,000 for home repairs, down payments on property, and interest on late penalties on property in the city.
You said $10 million, and that's all together?
$10 million all together total, distributed $400,000 to eligible black households. Yeah,
eligible. Yada, yada, yada. What you mean, eligible? What the fuck does that come in, nigga? If you black, you get it.
Correct? Well, I'm not about to read eligibility for this reparations plan. Man, fuck out of here. This shit ain't nothing but a fucking HUD policy. You
pretty much. Man, I think there's somebody writing that shit off on their damn taxes, bro.
This is supposed to be symbolic at the same time.
It's symbolic.
I don't know
what it's supposed to be, right, but
$25,000.
I mean, I'm gonna take it. I'm not about to give it up, but nigga, y'all owe some more money, cuz straight up.
Yeah, that's all you gonna get.
So the state giving them that, it's not coming from the federal government.
Nah, it's coming from the city, bro.
Oh, from the city. Oh, okay.
Ellison.
They ain't got no damn money, so that's probably why it's that much. Well,
I mean, I guess, though, they could have just not did it and just said they was going to do something in the quarters when the shit get real.
Oh, so, no. Give me my money. I still want my $25,000 because I can do something with that. But we need the federal government to pop off on that shit, too, now. You know what I'm saying? No. We don't do nothing. No. We don't need that. We don't need them to not do nothing at all. Go ahead and give us that $25,000, but we need them to keep pushing that. On the federal level, too. You know what I mean?
I'm going to collect my $25,000 and I will pass go and not go to jail.
Exactly. Okay. I'm not giving them no free money, nigga. No.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Of course, they'll sit there and complain. I mean, yeah, we owe more than this, but no, let me go ahead and cut that. Let me get that.
Man, they ain't going to have that shit in 6 months. All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
Move on to some real shit. Awesome shit I don't want to really talk about. Man, you know the motherfuckers ain't gonna have that money for 6 months.
Are they gonna break that shit up into monthly payments or something? Man, I slap, man, fuck out of here. Yeah.
Move. Hey, man, but my stimmy still stimulating, nigga. That shit lovely, nigga. I looked at my bank account today. I was like, look at you.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, Money Bag Joe came through with the stimmy.
Oh, my God.
I did.
Boy, I'm over here trying to figure out a split divide and get the most out of this shit I can get, boy.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Do some upgrades on the crib. Build some equity in that, bro.
What you saying?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I don't even want to. I ain't gonna give out, like, how much I pay for my house and how much it's worth now, but I'm gonna tell you the equity in my house I got now is $52,000, bro. Shit is great around here, bro. I'm so man, you got to spend your money wisely.
Yeah. As soon as you cash out, though, I'm gonna need to hold something. But you're right. You got to spend your money wisely. Got to be judicious with your money. Bro. Yeah, but I'm gonna need to hold something as soon as you cash out, bro.
My house is worth about $40,000 more than what I paid for it, bro. This shit, I love this shit, bro. I love it too, man.
Don't act like you didn't hear me, though.
Huh?
Huh? I think how you can hear. Don't act like you didn't hear me. We need to hold something when you cash that out. You know what I'm saying? Let's get a hug.
So, yeah, in other news for all you Doc fans, reboot's coming in 2022.
Trash.
They've been talking about this jump for like the last 3-4 years, but it's finally coming 2022. They didn't give out any information on who's going to be playing what roles because we all know John Witherspoon passed. So, Granddad.
What movie?
Huh? The show Boondocks.
What? Oh, the show Boondocks.
Right. Yeah, so we don't know who's going to be playing Granddad. So, we'll see. They didn't put too much. They just put reboot coming in 2022. They didn't put too much information out about that on the web.
Boondocks. That shit used to hit,
bro. Funny as a motherfucker. But bro, do we need to go ahead and take a little break? A little brief intermission?
We could take a little break. You know, this nigga talking about OSHA, bills.
I'm OSHA certified, so we got to take a little break, pay some bills.
Nigga, I don't care how many times I say that shit. We kidding. All right, fuck it. We're going to pay some bills, take a little break, let him goddamn recertify his OSHA credibility. Man, whatever. Nigga. We be back. We back. This man then relieved himself, got recertified from OSHA, but all that good shit. We back with that crack for y'all boys and ladies.
Man, let me put my dad business out there like that.
About your bladder like that, my guy. I'm gonna calm down.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, now that all minds, hearts, and tummies are clear, we can get into sports, but Chuck, bro, come on, bro.
Sports. Oh my God. So I want to talk about somebody getting their ass whooped.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out. Yeah. Who got their ass whooped? And shout out. And it's a shout out at the same time. So shout out to the USC Trojans. They beat the goddamn dog shit out of them Jayhawks this weekend.
Oh, 30 yeah.
30
oh,
piece. Yes. Rolling on to the Sweet 16 this weekend. Playing Oregon on Sunday, I think about 9:30 at night. Late game, but it's all good. Yeah, we're going to check it out.
Beat the fuck out the Ducks.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I really don't give a fuck about nobody else, dog. We got now Trojans rolling right now, son. And we got and there's a bunch of haters out there. Oh, they're a football school and all. Guess what, bitch? This year they're a basketball school. How about that?
That boy Chevy B. Duncan showed him why his name is Chevy B. Duncan. Boy. He was on all the highlights.
Yeah, right.
Leg in the air, Chevy. Boy.
Yeah, nigga had that Shaq going, kicking the feet. Better get out of the way. One of them highlights, I saw that light skinned nigga. He thought about jumping because he was like, huh?
Like, hey,
don't do it.
You already fucked up. You already fucked up by sitting on him like that. So don't jump.
Exactly. Ooh, don't jump, bro. Unless you want your people talking about you on ESPN when they see your ESPN getting ducked on. Why you jump? Why you jump?
Gonna be over there patting the top of their head on your ass, man.
I know. I wish he would have jumped. I was like, oh, he about to jump. And he was like, huh. He did a little fake, like, no. Shit. I was like, boy, jump if you want to. With Chevy. Get your ass posterized out
there. Right to Walmart about that shit. Telling you right now.
Bro, I ain't going to lie. I couldn't wait to talk about this shit so I can laugh. Because I know you're going to laugh. But y'all remember... Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones sometime last year, right?
Between two grown ass senior
citizens. Yeah, grown. Did you say grown?
I call them senior citizens too.
But you know they started. Oh, okay. All right, you got it. You got best of both worlds with that. Hey, but you know, Snoop and somebody else. They started like a little entertainment thing. They're going to have like that boxing and stuff going on. So tell me why Mike Tyson finally, because it was been going on for a while, for a few months, but Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield about to have a rematch.
Oh, no.
Well, first, Evander Holyfield camp, they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do it at first because they saw how much money Mike Tyson was going to get. They're like, oh, no, we had to make it because I think Tyson would get like 25 million.
Wait, let me slow you down. Slow it down. I just dished you. Evander Holyfield still got a motherfucking camp? Shut up, nigga.
I mean, I guess his people, his friends, or whoever the fuck is helping him set this shit up.
Go ahead now. That shit just blew me in. Nigga got a camp.
Yeah, well, you got a camp. What do you mean?
Can't still follow got a camp.
You're right, man. But for those of y'all who don't know, back in 1997, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield fought, and this is one of the things Mike Tyson was famous for biting a piece of Evander Holyfield ear off. That shit, yeah. So the last fight, Holyfield had. I mean, it's Mike Tyson. He was a crazy motherfucker. He still is a crazy motherfucker. He's just a little bit more chilled in his craziness these days. But yeah. I don't know how long he's been smoking weed, but he probably should have been smoking that shit back then, and he might not would have did some of the craziest shit he did. But he didn't hit that girl now. Ain't no damn way. But we ain't gonna get into that. It's Mike Tyson, bro. Come on, bro. It's Mike Tyson.
You know what?
Mike Tyson knocks grown ass men out in 10 seconds. This motherfucker say Mike Tyson beat me.
It was Robin Gibbons from first place.
Talking that crazy shit. Mike Tyson beat Mike Tyson really hit you. I got to see these pictures, bitch, because there's no guy. Like, you know, I'd be like, yo, you know, let the woman talk and shit, because shit could happen. But this Tyson. If Mike Tyson would have hit you, bitch.
Bro, that damn interview she did with Diane Sloan was the best performance she ever had. Movie, TV, or like.
She should have got an Oscar for that shit. She should have got a Golden Globe or something for that.
Crazy. Shot Mike ass up with no tranquilizer darts and put the nigga to fucking sleep almost. All the fucking lies. Anyway, we're not getting into that. Go ahead, bro.
The last fight Holyfield had was in 2011. I don't know why. They're supposed to be fighting, I think, like May or June, one of those shit, man. I really don't want to see them two old niggas fight, but I'm pretty sure Mike Tyson's going to win that one because the last one was a draw, I think they said, nice. Some bullshit. But clearly, Mike Tyson was fucking, what's the name, up. But,
hey, good job for Snoop. Congrats to Snoop for being on this business.
Bruh, Snoop is in everything, anything. It's like anything happen on the West Coast, Snoop is gonna be part of. So you can forget that now. But Snoop got his foot in everything, bro. He's a household name. That's what they call it, household name. Mm-hmm. He's in everything, bro. That's I like that shit, bro. I fuck with it. Uncle Snoop, that's what we call him. But last week I don't want to get too much into it, but last week we talked about the Deshaun Watson lawsuit shit, and it then escalated. I mean, it's been a week, bro. We talked about this last podcast, but that shit done got up to 24 accusers and 16 lawsuits, bro. Like,
they're trying to hit Cosby now.
That's what I'm saying. And even though it could be the fact that, I mean, it could be true, but I'm still just having a hard time believing this, man. It's just, I don't know. I really don't.
I stood on my soul, bro. Last week, bro. I think that shit ain't changed for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Texas fault. They know what's going on in the middle of the whole thing. They did. Let's see.
Exactly, man.
About that. Like, Forrest Gump.
This shit right here kind of it's messed up too, man. I was reading on Bleacher Report. You remember Sean Bradley?
Yeah.
You saw that jump, man? He was out riding his bike and got hit by a car, and now he paralyzed.
Shit sad.
I said, dang, that shit is sad, man. I was just like, damn.
Shit, super sad because Sean Bradley always been like the super tall, goofy giant, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He never took it too seriously about shit. Sean Bradley. Yeah.
Like, spend them using it, playing basketball in NBA, you was in like tip top shape and still taking care of yourself. And for somebody to do some shit like that, paralyze you, and you did what you're supposed to do, is take care of your body to make sure you know what I'm saying, live a healthy life and stuff like that. That shit crazy, man.
Never know what's gonna happen, bro.
But also real quick, some positive stuff. Primetime, man, up at Jackson State, their football program been doing pretty good, but he went and attended a women's soccer game, and he didn't like, it's the HBCU, so as usual, they don't give them the money they deserve or stuff like that. So he went to a women's soccer game and saw how the stadium was, and he couldn't stand how the stadium looked. So he's getting, I guess, the people, his people and stuff in his camp or whatever, they about to get ready to put some money into the school and get the girls soccer team their brand new stadium. They gonna redo the field and all that. He said it was in pretty bad shape, but I mean, he in Jackson State, man, helping out a lot.
Yeah, man, bring them resources in with that big-ass name. Bring some resources in to the school.
He got his camp working on that, man. They gonna get them a brand new soccer field, man. Thought I'd end the sports on some positive.
Okay. Big us a proud time. Like I said, bring resources to the school, bro. And I mean, it's not just an HBCU thing. Yeah, right. It's a whole across the NCAA college sports thing, because the women who at the NCAA tournament, they was complaining about having this them whack-ass little barbell set at their weight room, as they should too. And the men got this full fucking gym. You know what I'm saying? Like everything.
Oh, for real?
Hey, they tried to say it wasn't because of money, it was because of space issues. So a girl from Oregon was like, oh, this y'all space issue. She showed the practice court. Then she showed them little whack ass little barbells, bitch. They showed all that space they had to put shit up. So it's not just a black collar thing. I'm not saying you were saying that, but I'm just saying it's a whole thing. It's a mindset thing.
Women's sports,
I don't want to spend that money and share funds like that, man. I mean, I watch women's sports a lot, bro. And especially women's basketball. I love that shit. So they gotta put more money and more funds into it. That shit ain't fair. But since we on this basketball tip, bro, did you see the viral clip of the president of Virginia State Union?
Bruh, yeah, you sent me that shit on Instagram, bruh.
Bruh.
Anklet again. Cause and he crossed.
Yeah, he crossed. So that's how it went. You know, if you don't know your HBCUs, you know, you got that downtime. You're not going to be seeing anything happen or see anybody doing anything. So if somebody have a basketball, and you just be walking by, they're trying to cross you up and all kind of shit. So he do that to everybody else. And you see the president comes. So he's like, you know, I got to get him. Man, he tried to cross up the president and shit. He's like, nah, president took his suit coat off. So you want this work? First thing he did was hit him off the hezzy with the ball bounce off the head. You know what I'm saying? He let it go off the heezy. Boop, boop. Then he went to begin to set him up. And hit him with this cross. And old boy went this way and president went that away. And he was looking stupid. So that's why I see the second video of the day where they had their quote unquote rematch. And I guess it was going shot for shot. And the first shot old boy took, this nigga barely hit rim. Man, president stepped up to the line, 3-point line, let that shit go. Held the follow through the floor, was immaculate.
Hey.
Then once he let it go, he turned around and hit the step on his ass, and that shit was wet. I said, not again, nigga. You can't keep getting done up by the president. It ain't even robbery no more.
Exactly.
Damn, exactly. Shout out to the Virginia State University president, man, for interacting with his students like that, man. His name is Makola Abdullah, the president of Virginia State University. And the student name, his name was Afolobi. I don't know why you try to say that boy name, but I hope I ain't butcher too bad. But that shit is cool to see that interaction. That's the kind of thing you get when you do go to a
HBCU.
But I tied it in with those sports. Up, see how I did that shit too? Funny. Shit was nice, huh?
He did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
bro. And he ain't getting no communication degree around this motherfucker, but I'm still nice. Ooh. All right, my bad. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
See, y'all niggas get me hating jealousy. Jealousy, boy. Speaking of jealousy, y'all already know Beyonce, Queen B. You know, she set the record last week or whatever with the Grammys. But they didn't really talk about the fact that her daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, she got her a Grammy too, bro.
Song,
was it Brown Skin Girls? She got her own Grammy for that. And you know how Carter's, they got the stunt. So they got pictures and already for Blue, you know, with her Grammy and a crown on her head. And then they got a picture of her actually sipping juice out the goddamn Grammy like a sippy cup, my nigga.
Yep. Jay-Z said, Daddy got a new sippy cup for you.
Yes, what's up? But giving that award the proper respect it deserves, which is very little. Nigga. You got a tip the cup, man. This shit don't mean nothing because they say it means something. This shit's all right. But I thought that shit was fire as hell, man. For real, for real.
Nah, that shit was, yo. Grammy family, boy. Everybody get
Grammys in the family. Just like when I got my kids and my family, everybody got to go to work, bro. Gonna get your job doing something. Go to school. Goddamn, get your photo shoot or something. Be a kid model. Something.
Yeah, we're not gonna get back on that because I guess you made it pretty clear on the last podcast that everybody in the house got to work, even if you had a fish in the fish.
Everybody got to work. Everybody got to eat. Everybody got to work. Shit, let's go.
Okay, whatever. Mm. So what you want to do? You want to take a quick break? and then come back and get this King
combo. I mean, if your stomach can handle it, we gonna, nah, you know what? We're gonna take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? Get up in and get up out. I want everybody to be, you know, on their P's and Q's for this King combo. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back with y'all.
These are my Carolina dreams, and if you're from here, you know what I mean. I mean those Carolina dreams. Hey, yeah, coolin' and we mixin', everybody's feeling right.
Got you feeling right?
Out of town, they're texting me. They know my shit is tight.
Know my shit is tight.
Catch me in the Vista networking or mingling. But if I'm in 5 points, you know your boy is on that lead. These are my Carolina dreams. Yes, I say Carolina dreams. And if you from here, you know what I mean. I mean those Carolina dreams. Just leaving the country and I'm headed to the beach. Very loud atmosphere, this gin is slurring my speech.
Slurring my speech.
Everywhere you look in Southern hospitality.
She got some nice style on.
Gorgeous girls in bikinis and all of them won't be. These are my Carolina dreams. Yes, I said Carolina dreams. And if you from here, you know what I mean. I mean those Carolina dreams.
Carolina dreams.
Shagadelic feel, but your trunk still beating hard.
I'm at the beach ball.
Making money every way is how you play your cards.
Play your cards right.
Any shit I'm taking, there's no question I'm going. Not a Confederate, but the South shall rise again. These are my Carolina dreams. Yes, I said Carolina dreams. And if you're from here, you know what I mean. I mean those Carolina dreams. Hey. Carolina, Carolina dreams, baby, Carolina dreams.
All right, we bet like Cook Crank, but never left. Here for the King Convo, and you know what? Normally I control and I be, you know, I be all on top of the King Convo subjects and trying to make sure they good and all that shit. And I thought Chuck would be perfect to give him some, you know, saying more responsibilities, you know, so he can have a, not a tummy, but go to a stomach. So, you know,
is it really that's responsibility?
Hey man, back away from that goddamn cup, man. Shit. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm gonna send you. I'll send you a picture of this shit. That'd be empty as hell. My ice still sitting there.
But nah, go ahead and let people know what this week's King Combo is about.
Yeah, so basically this week King Combo. So as far as like in relationships, they say communication is key. Which communication is the key, but you can communicate for hours and hours, it don't matter if there's no understanding.
Right.
So really understanding is the key. Yes, you need to communicate, but both parties need to come to an understanding. You need to understand what your partner is trying to communicate to you. You know what I'm saying? Trying to explain to you how they feel about what's going on or whatnot. And you need to, I guess, like if when you first start dating, just, you know, a lot of people ain't gonna tell everything, but there's certain stuff that you need to say because it could be a deal breaker and not let it come out later on, like I'm saying, like a year down the line, and something happens to come out, and it's like, well, that was in my past, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if you started dating somebody, you know, y'all talking, getting to know each other or whatever, and y'all start dating, things get serious, and a year from now you find out something that's like very private that maybe they should have told you at the beginning, like, would you be able to keep dating that person, or would you just have to call it quits? Because it could be other stuff that's serious like that could be lying about. So where I came up with this King Convo today is, I had a homeboy of mine, one of his really good friends he had when he was in the military, started talking to this chick, and they got serious, and I think like a year went by, and one of their mutual friends was like, yo, I've seen her before. He couldn't really say where he seen it. He didn't remember. So one day a group of them where they was at the house, and the chick used to do porn. So all of them they're watching the porn, and they called their friend. It was like, hey, you know what I'm saying, we don't really know how to tell you this, but hopefully she said something about it. And she was like, yo, she used to do porn or whatnot. He was like, oh, she used to do no porn. She ain't told me nothing about that. She ain't in that. It's not her. Show it to him. And of course, it's her. So of course, he goes and confronts her about it. And she said, well, that's in my past. I didn't think any of that mattered or whatnot. So they end up breaking up.
He broke up with her. He wants to let her go. My bad. Don't listen to me. I'm toxic.
This nigga, right. I mean, I guess what he was just supposed to hold on. He wasn't supposed to keep dating her. Man, it's no. But this is his name, bro. Like, if she would have said, so I guess if she would have said, yo, I got something in my past that I'm not too proud of that I've done, and I used to do porn or something like that, I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, probably been like, hey, okay, I'm glad you was honest with me. Maybe that, I mean, you know, if he really was like into her, and things could have probably worked out. But for the fact you tried to hide that and it got out, I mean, like, that's grounds for just, hey, you got to go, because you could be hiding. This could be some other stuff like this you hide. But I think more so is pride, because, you know, all your homeboys.
I was about to say, come on, get out of here with that Mr. Yeah, Rogers. That if she told that motherfucker that she used to do porn, that nigga would have broke up with him because of the pride first.
And that's what I'm saying. If she would have told him that, you wouldn't have wasted the whole year of your life.
That's why I said you put a year in, you might as well not just break up. Let's go into the shit you seen her doing, nigga. All of a sudden, now you fuck her different. You feel me? To me. Because if I done seen a nigga put his foot on the back of your head and get in the guts, best believe I'm going to try some crazy shit. Come on, now.
I'm going to try it. You better not say you ain't going to do it
and you never did it before.
No, don't stick it in there. What? Bitch, I saw your movie.
I saw your movie, bitch. Hey, watch yourself get fucked while I fuck you. I see that. I see it.
But yeah, bro, Bro, when they told me that story, I was like, yo, I said, I ain't gonna lie to you. She would have had to go.
I ain't gonna, you right.
And I'm sitting here with y'all, because you're just not gonna ever get that shit out your head. You just be like, bro, what the fuck?
You got opportunities to make new memories,
sitting here watching it. Yeah.
Man, all your homeboys. Homeboy shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
Go ahead.
Real quick, but see, I ain't gonna lie. I know the type of person I am. Yeah, probably she would have said before that shit, because you know, the shit was in the past. That shit was like years ago. It wasn't even like, it was like a shit that was like a year ago or 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So she would have been like, you know what I'm saying, would have said that shit like right off the bat, yo, this happened in my past. I was like, okay, but that was in your past. Like, You know what I'm saying? Hey, you ain't got no disease. You ain't catch nothing from doing this shit. No shit that's gonna fuck both of us up. Right. So I mean, you probably better let that just slide. I mean,
and see, man, my whole thing was is that fuck all that. My homeboys unseated and shit. Cause half the niggas I was friends with when I was 20 something or whatever. Nigga, I don't even know what them niggas doing right now for the most part. Nigga. You know that. So fuck what I really don't give a fuck.
You right.
Got to think about. It's about her lying, like you said, and you over there talking about, you know, the understanding and shit, like you escaping shit. So, Tamika Scott, I appreciate it. It is about the understanding, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to be able to, like, trust the person you're going to be with. And also, when you communicate, you got to be able to let to know that they're going to tell the whole shit and not just half the shit or a lie ball mission. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Nah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Nah,
and you definitely don't want to be like this nigga Jerry Jackson right now. That's what you don't want. Ew. It's one thing for this girl to have got her back blown out and she's a nobody. And oh, your boy had to experience that shit. You know, which is that shit is hilarious. Like a motherfucker. I'ma play this shit back to hear that part, man. But it's another thing to be a nigga out here with self-help and giving correction and rules and your take on what a man is and shouldn't be and all that, and you over here
down the niggas,
the people that's making mistakes and cheating. You over there doing the same thing. Man, and now it makes sense why every video you did was in your goddamn car, because you in between the wife and the sons. You over here, how did I?
But then at the same time, not even taking, you know what I'm saying? Not even it's your fault, bro. Don't try to blame the shit on something else and shit. Talking about I gave myself to Christ and this happens and my life was messed up going through things with my wife and I'm going through my old book and calling up. First off, why you even got that old book with all the bitches you used to smash in it anyway? If you married, when you get married, bro, that shit, I mean, you either toss it in the trash, pass it to your homie, whatever you want to do with it. But you're not supposed to keep it, bro.
Definitely should give it to your homies, because that's never going to go back to that once they get it.
Exactly. So it's like, bro, you the one went back to some old booty, bro.
Yeah.
And then, but nigga, then he tried to sit up there and say, one of the chicks, no, we didn't have... We had a sexual relationship without having sex.
What? I know what he's saying. When he said that shit, I knew what he was saying.
What he was saying?
It was that middle school she talking about. They over there having phone sex. They over there texting each other back and forth, sending pics back and forth. They over there, she sending him pictures of her doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. So then in the next,
she's sucking next, his dick. He don't necessarily put it in, but she's sucking his dick. You know, the Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
The Bill Clinton theory. Yeah. Huh?
They do everything, but and then he did that shit too. But he's lying to mother. That's a liar right there.
He is a liar, a fucking liar. They trying to talk his way out of shit like. He ain't do nothing wrong, but then he go on the video and he bring his wife in there. Look like she just woke up. She still got a blonde in the show. I was like, damn, she was taking a nap or something. So he bring her in there, and then he say he done had sex with the woman.
Right.
Bruh, you just told us in the video before
you
that.
Touched him, girl.
That. Exactly. Yeah. So.
Well, his wife got the patience whatever and chill in that goddamn video, goddamn. Because, I mean, why she even came down there and did it for him is beyond me. If that nigga was doing a video and tried to ask her, all the women I know, that nigga would have been doing a video without her with a black eye or a swole jaw. Right.
He tried to save his brand, bro. That's what he was trying to do. He didn't give a fuck about it hurt my wife and all this shit. He was trying to save his brand.
Right now, I see this nigga's future, okay? He's not going to be doing this shit no more. He's going to take a little more to cool off. He's going to get divorced. She need to leave him. Now, whether she do or not, cool, whatever. But he's going to end up running for politics. Trust me. Tell me. Nigga, lie too good.
And guess what? Yeah, he'll get right in there. He'll fit right in.
I'm telling you, he's going to run for office or something like that, rebrand himself all over again, start lying like a motherfucker all over again. And motherfuckers going to vote for him.
Yep. He's going to build a wall around Mexico and make them pay for it.
Yeah, something like that. something like that. I say arrest all the prostitutes and get hard on prostitution and, or sex workers, and he be the one that's fucking them when they get arrested. So it's gonna be something like that. But why? Why did I find this motherfucker used to go to Tuskegee and play football there too? Him and his wife went to Tuskegee.
Oh no, he went to Tuskegee.
He went to Tuskegee, bro. I said, oh no, not bringing shame to the institution. What are you doing? Boy.
I don't care what nobody say. He's a terrible human being, like,
dog. What was that terrible picture look like? Looking like a young Shannon Sharp.
Black.
I swear to God, she was over there with her hand around his goddamn waist. So supportive. She got to go. She got to save herself first. You know how they tell you when an airplane go down, put your mask on before you put somebody else's mask on? Baby girl, I don't even know, I don't know who you are. Put your goddamn mask on and get the fuck on out of the way.
Put your mask on.
Let this nigga go and do what he gonna do, girl. Cause he gonna do it if you're there or not. But get yourself away from it.
Yeah. And what's crazy is, I'm pretty sure he'll be back in the news again doing the same shit.
Yeah, niggas like that can't stay out the light, especially they got a taste of it. A taste? Oh. Nigga.
Nope. Oh.
Fuck, you mean?
He gonna make the bitch. From now, he gonna make the bitch leave a fucking phone in the car. Bitch, leave phone in the car. Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
And I thought niggas would have learned at the Kevin Hart about that phone shit, boy. Niggas don't learn. Trying to fuck. I'm sad inside now. Just a little bit.
Why?
I mean, it's just...
Why? Because that nigga slipping on his paper?
Nah, because communication is so essential to relationship, like I said from the beginning. You know what?
Bro, it is, bro.
And
that's
the
what I'm
fact
saying.
That shit is a lot of work if you really want your relationship to work, and you know, especially a marriage. And you over there sounding Tiny from Escape. All you need is understanding, man. That shit got me up here thinking and sad.
Oh, bro, I'm dead serious, bro. There ain't no point in having communicating and talking. If motherfuckers don't understand what y'all talking about.
I need from you. Damn, sad. Sad inside. Hurt. Tragic. Boy, that's a lot of work. Oh, man.
That shit is, bro. That shit is, bro.
Nigga want to stay single.
My shit don't. I'm still. What? I'm, bro. Look here. I'm telling you, if my shit don't work out, bro, I'm gonna die old and gray by my fucking self. I ain't got no time. I don't have time, bro. This shit is so much. I don't have time to do this shit again, bro.
It's a lot.
It's no way, bro. I couldn't do this shit again. I'm talking about getting married again for the second time? Hell.
I think about marriage and kids almost like I think about rapping. Like, I think about this shit almost like being a rapper. Like, I'm almost getting too old to talk about I want to be a rapper. I'm almost getting too old to talk about I want to have kids. Damn. I mean, although that shit don't really have an age on it like that, but I'm just feeling like that. Like, nigga, you tell somebody you're 35 years old, nigga, yeah, what you do? I rap, nigga. I'm an artist. They don't know who the fuck you are. Oh, you tell somebody, man. I just got married or I just got a kid. How old is a kid? You want? Nigga, you're 40. Fuck? You mean your grandkid had a kid? Nigga, you're 40. Like, nah.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I couldn't imagine having a newborn right now.
I'm almost too old for it.
I'd be about to die with this 5-year-old, bro. This nigga so much energy. Newborns, bro. When they get used to being at the crib, it's a wrap after that.
Man, I'm telling you. I know Lil Chuck too. I know him personally. He's my godson. He's active. He's a lot.
He's a lot.
Small world. Yeah.
Small world, bro. Damn sure, baby, it's kids.
I thought I heard another night telling him, that's a your problem, dad. Dada. That's a your problem, dada. I said, well, listen to this motherfucker speaking truth.
He like what, how the old people say, bro. Oh, he done been here before. Yeah. That nigga, they them been on this planet before, but I'm telling you. I don't know which one of my relatives that passed away a long time ago that he done came back, but that's definitely him.
Goodness gracious. He takes down to cause hell, like Boosie said.
I try.
I try.
It was so easy with Christopher. You know, Christopher is like just now because he's in that age.
He just started getting mild.
He about to be 10. He's 10. He about to be 10. And he got a couple years. He about to be in the teenage areas. So he's starting to get but as far as like from newborn to grade school to regular school, problem.
He was the coolest, little quietest little dude. It's your boy, Chris. He just started getting mildly sassy over there, Chris. Okay.
That's what the fuck me and Danielle get for thinking shit was about to be sweet. First off, I named the nigga after me, so I should have already knew.
Y'all thought I was playing when I kept saying, "Hey man, I got some names for y'all." You know what I'm saying? Nah, we gonna name a little chat. I was like, "Nah, what about Captain Courageous? What about Charybdis? What about, since y'all stuck on this seat thing?" You know what I'm saying?
No, because I told myself, and I told my grandfather, I said, "If I have another kid and it's a boy, well, we talked about we was gonna have another kid. I said, if it's a boy, it's gonna be another Chuck Ruff, so we can keep it going." And I did that, and now I'm paying for that. It's all good.
What about? I still was like, what about calligraphy? That's a C. Y'all didn't want to hear it though.
Yeah, man. Nah, I'm not naming my son none of that crazy shit.
It's worse names.
He already know how to. He's 5 years old. He already know how to spell his whole entire name. So
it's too late now. It ain't gonna be like Martin Luther King Jr. when his name was Michael and they changed his name later on to Martin.
Yeah, I just didn't want him to be in the sixth grade still learning how to spell his name, because that shit, it's crazy as hell.
I remember that kid too. We all remember that kid. Nigga, you don't know how to spell your name,
Nigga, it's I before E, a step after C, motherfucker.
Why am I gonna name you Catastrophe anyway, nigga? I don't understand. Yo, that's, I kid you not. I know somebody who named their kid gonorrhea. She said she liked the way it sounded. She didn't spell it like gonorrhea, but she spelled it differently. But it's still gonorrhea. I sick the fuck out of here. And on that note, we're done for this week.
We're done, bro. They should have took a kid from her.
No,
that's fucked up. But yeah, we're done from this week. Hey man, hit me up, Chuck2986, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Today,
We still bullshitting on our page though. We got to get that shit up, man. Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, we got to get that page up. But I mean, that's committing yourself to a lot of work, bro. You already know my commitment thing. You know,
that shit is not a lot of work,
what
bro.
What I need from you is understanding. Don't do it.
I don't understand.
Nah, man, but I'm EA, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me at EACG32 on Instagram. We're gonna get the Carolina Kings page up on Instagram and other social media soon. This nigga gets his work with me. But you know,
I'm gonna make this nigga do this shit this weekend. He ain't doing shit.
You finna make me do shit. I'm a grown ass man. But we got the email address. If y'all got any comments y'all want to make, hit us at EACG. No, that's my Instagram. My bad. No, it's CarolinaKings803@gmail.com. Again, CarolinaKings803@gmail.com. You can catch us on all the podcast shit. You know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, da 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 da, whatever. Just listen to it, man. You know the vibe.